On behalf of the Professional Baseball Strength and Conditioning Coaches Society, I'd like to welcome you to the PBSCCS podcast. I'm your host, Chris Messina. All right, everybody, today's episode of the podcast is the three-year anniversary of the podcast. It's crazy to think about, but our first episodes did come out in August of 2017. So here we are, 3 years later. It's been an awesome ride so far. We've had a lot of great interviews, a lot of great feedback from people. So I'm going to do what I did last year. I'm just going to give a little bit of a rundown of where we're at with the podcast, what the future looks like for the podcast. And then we're actually going to talk a little bit about the society itself, the PBSCCS. So first and foremost, the big thing that we have added this year for year three is the group episodes. So we've had group episodes talking about functional range conditioning, about strength training protocols, working winter ball, building relationships within the medical staff. And some really, really good feedback has come back from these group episodes. And so you can definitely expect some more in the future. I already have episodes recorded on speed training, on continuing education, nutrition, mental skills. We're also going to work to get some recorded on assessments and on rehab protocols and some other stuff. So there will be plenty more of the group episodes moving forward. Like I said, we've gotten some really, really good feedback on those. And honestly, I've had a really good time recording those. It's a very laid back environment where we can just kind of talk and bounce some ideas off of each other, and it's been really well received thus far. The thing that we'll probably be adding in year four moving forward are the sponsorships. And I know I've kind of brought that up in the past, and we haven't had any yet. But we are moving forward in an attempt to get some sponsors on the podcast. And even get some discount codes to go with the sponsorships and give our listeners a good deal with our sponsors. So like I said, moving forward, we're going to try to add some more sponsors in year four. We're going to keep with the group podcast, and of course, we're going to still have the individual interviews moving forward. Sliding over a little bit now to the PBSCCS itself. We have added an Instagram page, so if you're on Instagram, give us a follow, at PBSCCS. We post articles from the website, we post some training videos, and of course we post the podcast on there. So give the Instagram a check, give us a follow, and yeah, keep up to date with everything PBSCCS on our Instagram or on our Twitter page. We are on both. We also have a new research tab on the website, so we're starting to add in some more up-to-date research on our website. We're going to be editing and updating our website as well. We're going to try to include an exercise library on there with strength coaches from professional baseball demoing exercises. So if you go on there, you're looking for some lower body exercises, you click the tab, boom, there's squat, RDL, lunge, whatever. And they're all demoed by strength coaches in professional baseball. So keep an eye out for that. Like I said, we are trying to bump up the website a little bit. And the other big thing that we have coming is we're doing a virtual clinic through the NSCA. So in October 7th, we will be doing a virtual clinic, and it will have both a pro track and a youth track. So we'll have speakers from all over in professional baseball, from major leagues, minor leagues, coordinators, speaking on training topics for pro players and for youth players. So if you're a pro strength coach, you'll want to check it out. If you're a college strength coach, you'll want to check it out. If you're in the high school ranks as a strength coach or a baseball coach, or even as a player, you'll want to check it out. If you're a parent of a youth player, you'll still want to check it out. Really, this can apply to just about anybody in baseball. And like I said, if you follow our Instagram page, we will have more info coming out, and I will include the registration link in the show notes from the NSCA website. Like I said, October 7th, And just about anybody can take something from this, so you're not going to want to miss that. So be on the lookout for updates on that, speaker information, topics, all of that good stuff. And like I said, I'll include the registration link in the notes. And that's really all I have for this episode. I know it's short. It's just a quick update. The biggest thing, again, is like I said, it's been an awesome 3 years. I appreciate all the support from our listeners, from the coaches who give me their time to do the interviews. And one thing I really haven't asked on the podcast yet, but I think I'm going to ask now, is just leave us some ratings, leave us some reviews on iTunes. The more ratings we get, the more likely it's suggested to other people to listen to, and the bigger our outreach is with the podcast. So like I said, we're 3 years in now. I've tried not to ask. I've tried to just kind of let it grow naturally, but I think your likes, your reviews of the podcast will help it continue to grow and help our outreach reach even more people moving forward. So it's been a great 3 years. I appreciate all the support from everybody, and I'm looking forward to continuing to grow and develop this podcast through year four. Like I said, check us out on Instagram, check us out on Twitter, check out the website. We'll be coming out with new content moving forward as we prepare for our webinar. And don't forget to sign up for the webinar. And we'll talk to you guys on the next episode. Thanks for checking in.